who's very proud of his wife. Serve him that man McLaughlin's coffee every day of his life.
Man's coffee.
Taste the flavor of the man's coffee. McLaughlin's man of house coffee.
From our WBBM studios in Chicago, it's the Music Wagon. With Billy Leach, the Boyd Twins, the King's Jesters, the Hal Carton Group, and featuring Val Belair. All brought to you by many fine people, including your neighborhood Walgreens drugstore. And now, here's our wagon master, Val Belair.
Thank you very much, Paul Rogers, and I would have you all know that Music Wagon this morning has taken off wheels and substituted runners, because those wheels are having a tough go. Our show today is a tribute to all the sprained sacroiliac snow shovel brigade. Maury, have you got a bell for our wagon? You know... That's the one. Nice coincidence. Billy, have you got some Winter Wonderland music? Hal Carton, about 16 bars worth. Set the stage.
Sleigh bell ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
You know what I mean? There's the nicest mood that anybody could ever come up with. And after our first tune, I'm going to be telling you about schools that are closed today, so the kids can go out in the backyard and make a snowman and just have fun. So you mothers who are wondering, after the first tune, remember? Now you got the mood, let's fly.
When I was just a little lad, I found to my surprise that courting had advantages just made for gals and guys. Now I'm grown up to a man, and the fact ain't ceased to be. Give me a whole lot of loving if you want to get along with me. Give me a whole lot of loving to cool my fevered brain. Give me a whole lot of kissing, cure my aches and pains. I'm the type, a guy who needs lots of feminine company. A whole lot of loving, if you want to get along with me. Now I'm a he, you're a she, it makes it kind of nice, 'cause I need lots of tending to. So here's some good advice. You gotta hug my neck a lot and kiss me tenderly. Give me a whole lot of loving if you wanna get along with me. Give me a whole lot of loving to cool my fevered brain. Give me a whole lot of kissing to cure my aches and pains. You see, I'm the type, a guy who needs lots of feminine company. A whole lot of loving if you want to get along with me.
Very good, Billy. Bless you. Hey, what time did you leave home this morning?
Oh, I have to be in at 6, you see, and I normally leave at 5. This morning I left 4. I didn't get breakfast at home. I got it in town with all the gloop behind me.
Very gloop is too. A pretty good description.
Yeah.
Well, for a man who rises at 4 a.m., you are the most live individual I have ever seen.
Well, see me at 2 o'clock.
I'll check with you this afternoon, yeah. If you let Paul Rogers in there over your left shoulder, I think he's got something to say. He better have anyway, right, Paul?
Right, Mal. The people at your Jewel food store invite you to fix a quick lunch with Oscar Mayer's sliced bologna. 7 ounces for only 29 cents at Jewel. And remember, for easy-to-use prepackaged meats, shop at your friendly Jewel food store.
All right, Paul, now I've got some news here for all you mothers who've got youngsters who are, well, are they going to school or aren't they? They're still confused. It's about 9:05, and you're wanting to hear. Some 65 buses that transport crippled, blind, and deaf youngsters to Chicago schools will not be in service today, a Board of Education spokesman has announced. Keep them home. Play games with them there at home. Now, in Skokie, Fairview, Cleveland, and Middleton are closed. In Morton Grove, District 67, Golf and Hines are closed. In Markham, St. Gerard is closed, and near Mount Prospect, Fayetteville School. Snow has closed 2 Chicago Ridge schools in District 127 and a half today. They're the Henry Ford and the Chicago Ridge grade schools. See, in Burnham, the Burnham grade school will be closed. And that's all, yeah. St. Scholastica at 7430 Ridge is closed. Also, St. Alexander in Villa Park and Morton Grove District. When in doubt, keep them home and clean out a couple of toy cabinets. Put the little characters to work. That's our fifth. What's the official on the weather, Jane? What's coming up?
Hazardous driving warning. Rain, freezing rain and sleet today. Changing to snow. Coming quite windy tonight. High today around 30. Colder tonight with low near 15. Tomorrow, snow flurries, cooler and windy. High near 20. Northeasterly winds 15-25 miles per hour, becoming north to northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour, and gusty night. Present official temperature is 20.
Not cold, but the wind is off Lake Michigan, and that makes it very raw and very miserable. I'm working on a new invention. You know how the snow plows come down the street and also down sidewalks in some places where you're lucky enough to have snow plows that come down sidewalks? When they get to the corner, they leave a tremendous glup of snow. So here comes a poor pedestrian walking down the sidewalk. He has this tremendous mountain to climb up and over before he can get down into the street. I'm working on a disintegrator to be built into the sidewalk at every intersection so that the corners be nice and clear. Will you all buy stock in my business? Joan and Jane, you've been idle much too long over there. You left home at what, 6 o'clock this morning?
About 6.
No problems at all?
No. No, we had left later, a lot of
time. You're getting smarter, gals. Sing, please.
Somebody stole my pal. Somebody left his gal. Somebody came and took him away. He didn't even say he was leaving. The kisses I love so.
Aren't they a picture? Aren't they a picture? Yeah. Say, I got a question I want to ask you gals. This is the American woman dream. We're going to have you, you're going to have such good wives days. We're going to have you all trained in the essentials of being the good spouse. So now listen to me. Most people believe that the average woman's dream and the American dream is to have 2 cars in every garage. But according to a recent survey, there is something else that the American woman would rather have. I've discussed with anybody. I may check a couple of guys. Around the house, what do you think it would be if you could have something improved in your house? What would that one thing be? Jane, you go first.
An article? I mean,
if you could improve the design, let's say the design, if you'd have something in your house you don't currently have, to improve it, to make it more livable, to make it more comfortable. A washing, an appliance, in your opinion, huh? You still using that old scrub board? Joe, what do you think?
Thought about I'd say an appliance too, should I?
Yeah.
An automatic garbage disposal.
Really? So you don't
instead
have to run back and
forth. Outside
yeah.
The weather.
Now, if you could remodel your home along that line, if you could build something in that's not an appliance, something in the actual physical structure to make it more comfortable. Is that your thinking going in? Think a minute.
All right.
Billy, you got an idea on that?
Well, I've been thinking about it a long time.
What?
I think if I were to remodel any house, I would sure that it would have enormous old-fashioned.
The big one where you can eat inside the kitchen.
I'm tired of walking around in a kitchen.
Johnny, would you sashay over the microphone? Have you got an idea? You look as if you had an idea.
Say, that Billy boy hit it real good there. I like that old-fashioned Dutch kitchen. However, I would like a larger living
space. More room.
Our living room would be ample time just to have a wall space, so I'd like a good one.
Jane, did you open your mouth there as if you were just getting a new idea?
Maybe would like more clay.
There it is. That's it. Now, this is the result of a survey, and you hit it right square on the nose. 2 closets in every bedroom. That is what most women want. The old joke that little gal, if she had a chance to design her own house, would have 3/4 of closet is not far wrong. Some of the other things the gals voted for were picture windows, and here's a good one, a half bath near the back door so that when hubby comes in and the youngsters come in, they can stop off there to wash up and clean up before they track through. I'll vote for that big with the smell of soup coming. Nice. Paul?
Oh, especially, Mel, when it's raw and cold outside this morning. You want to serve your family hot soup. Campbell's Nourishing Good Vegetable Beef Soup. Great for lunch or supper. So why don't you stock up and plenty on hand?
I mean, that was purely coincidental, but I'm glad I said soup. So not something else I could have said. A low bow to you, Miss Campbell. We will have your soup. You bet your boots. Porky Panico, you got an original, haven't you? This is a snow melter. So if you've got some of that stuff in your back porch, we can chase all away. This is Porky Panico's Big Boogie. You know something I have discovered about Porky Panico? Porky lives in Wilmette, just to the west of us. And whenever the wind changes and starts to come in from the west, I know that Porky Panico is composing in his living room. This great mass of air just sweeps in. Well, I beg your pardon? What's that? Didn't you know that Billy Leach has got his wife trained to that? I can see you've got to reorganize life at your house, too. You two must have a little conference there. Are we too late for breakfast?
In the heart of Indiana's pleasant farmland, between Lake Winona and the Tippecanoe River, is a mill where we make Golden Mix pancake and waffle mix. Now, this isn't a great big mass production kind of factory. In fact, it's a modest-sized place, and we keep it as clean and spotless as you keep your own kitchen. Here we make Golden Mix with real country fresh ingredients that we select as carefully as you select the foods on your own shopping. There's buttermilk, egg yolks, and soya flour. That's what gives Golden Mix twice the protein value of other mixes and other good things that make Golden Mix waffles and pancakes the lightest, the best tasting you ever ate. And we make Golden Mix just a little at a time, too. Sort of homemade, you might say. Sure, it costs more for the choice ingredients and personal kind of care, but you'll agree it's worth it when you taste the mouth-watering, nut-like flavor you can't find in ordinary mix. If you like delicious waffles and pancakes, you really ought to try Golden Mix.
I'm convinced. Sounds very good, especially on a kind of a cold, wintry morning. King's Jesters, George Howard, what is this song, Pretty Maiden?
Well, it's a real cute little tune, Mel, real new, and written by an old friend of ours, Mike Mangus, used to be here on staff.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. And a boy by the name of Boyd Bunch.
This is a premiere, is it not?
Haven't
heard it
before.
I think it's been done here.
Yeah.
Well, we'll pretend nobody heard it that time.
Let's play it.
All right.